湾。
啊，你们平安。
平安。
I'd like to thank, you know, Mr. Leon for giving me the opportunity to share the word of God with you today.
Yeah. 今天感谢神有这个机会。
Okay. Today I'm going to share with you from two different areas of the scripture. The first part is on the book of Jonah, and the second part is what we just read from Exodus.
今天我们跟你们分享两段经文，第一段就是约拿记，第二就是刚才念的出埃及记。
Let us pray first before we start looking into the word of God.
让我们先做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for this afternoon.
感谢神给我这个机会。
Lord, this day, even as I speak the word of you,
今天我讲你的信实。
Let it not be my word.
让不是我的话。
Let the word of your mouth, let the word that I spoke.
让我今天所讲的话
be from you, O Lord.
完全是从你那里来。
The word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart.
在我口中的言语，心中的思想
be acceptable in your sight.
在你的得到你的接纳。
And Lord, whatever I spoke.
所有我要讲的
would not return back to you empty,
不会空空的交回你手中
but will bear the fruit that you wanted to bear,
为结果实
let your word speak to the heart of your people,
让你的话对每个人的心讲话
open up the spiritual eyes,
当开我们的眼睛
the spiritual heart,
开我们的心
and a spiritual ears to hear and to understand.
让我们听到也明白
All this we pray and ask in Jesus' most precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen. Okay, today I'm going to share with you the book of Jonah.
今天我们让用约拿记来分享
Okay, I want everyone to read the first book, the first chapter of Jonah in Chinese.
Okay, 我们先念第一章。
要把他娶，他就背了他家上了马。
我想大家在小的时候在主日学也听到这个约拿给大鱼吞在肚里三天的故事，这个故事是很有兴趣的故事。
OK, the story is the story started with God wants to send Jonah to the city of Nineveh.
这个故事开始是神要派约拿去尼尾这个城。
And the city of Nineveh is a very historic city.
这个尼尼微的城市是历史上很出名的城市。
Okay, Nineveh, according to what I researched, is the oldest and most populous city of ancient Assyrian Empire.
据我的研究，这个尼尼微是一个非常古老出名的城市。在叙利亚的地方。
Okay, it is situated on the east bank of the Tigris, opposite what is today Mosul, which is in Iraq.
Okay, 那个在那个Tigris 河的，在今天这个伊拉克的地方。
The city of Nineveh, when you know, according to the scripture, that.It will take you about 3 days to walk across the city of Nineveh.
这个城市要三天才可以跑，从一边跑到另外一边。
And to preach the gospel in those days, you know, that's what Jonah is supposed to do. He's supposed to go and preach to the people to repent and to go through the whole city and share God's warning to the people. It will take him 3 days.
所以这个约拿要传福音在这个城市要三天才可以走过这个城市。
And the district around the city of Nineveh is about 50 miles across,
大概是50里英里。
So what happened is that the word of God come to Jonah in verse 1, right? It say, go to the city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me.
这个开始，这个经文开始第一段就是说，神要差派这个约拿去传福音，因为这个城市是罪恶满盈的城市。
So what did Jonah do?
约拿怎么样？
He ran away.
他走跑开了，跑走了。
So God said to him, go to Nineveh.
神要去，叫他去尼尼微。
He goes the other direction.
他向相反的方向走。
So many times, we tell somebody do something and they do something else. So you can understand, you know, that we're not happy when somebody do the opposite of what we want them to do.
正如我们叫一个人去做一件事情，他刚刚相反的，我们也不高兴。
So this is the journey of Jonah.
这个就是约拿的旅行。
Running from God.
走开，向神跑开神。
So if you look at verse 3, he went down to Joppa.
他走到约伯
So first step is to go down to Joppa.
第一点，他就是向下走到约伯地方。
When he found a ship bound for that port, after paying a fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord.
他就付了买了票价，乘船去这个他失的地方。
So the first step is he went down to Joppa.
第一点就是他下到约伯地方。
So I do not know how many of you ever, you know, go on a sailing boat or go down to a harbor.
我不知道你们有多少人去过那个乘船的地方。
So what happened is that he went down to Joppa, and now he go down to the boat.To a ship, they call it ship, you know, big ship, I guess.
他就去了约伯地方，就下船了。
So he went down, and he went down another step.
他下约伯，再下船。
What happened is that God sent a great wind on the sea.
神用一个很大的风浪。
And it caused a big storm and violence and big waves.
令这个船很危险的受到这个波浪的影响。
And what all the sailors does most of the time is they lighten up the boat, they start throwing stuff aboard.
普通那个船员就在这个大风的时候就把所有的货物都抛到水中。
So let's look at verse 5 at the end.
第五节。
But Jonah had gone.Below the deck where he lay down and fell in a deep sleep.
他走到窗底下去睡觉。
So what happened? He went to Joppa, went down to Joppa, he went down into the ship, then he go down to the deck.
三次，第一次他去下去约伯，下去船，最后他还要下去这个窗底下。
And not only he wasdown there but he was asleep where everybody is trying to fight the storm
不止他走到窗底他还在睡觉
so the captain went to him and said
这个船长对他说
how can you sleep
你怎么样可以睡觉呢
now in those days there are many people who believe in different gods
当时的日子很多人相信不同的神
So the captain said to him, get up.
那个船长说起来。
Call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us and we will not perish.
你要恳求你的神可能我们不会受到灾害。
So if you look at verse 7.
第七节。
The sailors said to each other, come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity.
让我们来抽签看看谁来造成我们的灾厄。
In many, many different cultures, when you couldn't make a decision, there's a lot of time people cast lots.
有很多风俗及习惯我们不能够决定怎么样办的时候我们就抽签。
Yeah, in Chinese, you see some of the movie, they hold this stick. Who choose the shortest one is the one get chosen.
我们在一个电影中也看到中国人也是在抽签来决定我们的方向。
So what happened is that when they cast lot, it fell on Jonah.
当抽签的结果就发现是约拿的问题。
So they asked him.
就问他。
Tell us who is responsible for making all this trouble for us. What do you do and where do you come from?
就是为什么你做了什么你在什么地方来让到我们有这个灾祸。
And what is your country and from what people are you from?
你从哪个国家来在什么地方来。
He answered, I'm a Hebrew and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land.
我是希伯来人我的神就是创造宇宙这个海跟地的
so they were very terrified
他们都很惊慌
and they asked him
就问他
what have you done
你做了什么事情
and he basically told them I'm running away from God
他就诚实地告诉他们 他是离开神，远离神。
And while he's saying that, the sea gets rougher and rougher.
当他这样讲的时候，那个海的波浪更加泛滥。
And what Jonah basically, because he doesn't want to go to Nineveh.
因为约拿不要去尼尼微。
And Nineveh, the people of Nineveh are enemies to the people of Israel.
这个尼尼微的人是很嫉妒这个以色列人的。
And that's why Jonah doesn't want to go to Nineveh because he doesn't want God to save the people of Nineveh.
所以，因为这个约拿不希望这个神拯救这个尼尼微的人，所以他不想去。
So the ultimate decision he wants to make is basically commit suicide.
所以最终的决定只有自杀。
It says in verse 12, right?
在第二十二节。
Throw me the sea, replied, and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you.
所以你就把我拿起来丢在水里，那个风浪就会平了。
But the man was scared.
但是那些人都很怕。
And they don't want to throw him into the ocean.
他们都不想把他丢在水里。
But the ocean gets rougher and rougher.
但是因为那个船那个风浪越来越大。
And they try to roll the boat back to shore.
他们试试看能不能够把那个船化为那个岸上。
Then they cried in verse 14, right? They cried to the Lord.
他们就哀求神。
Oh Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man. For you, oh Lord, have done as you please.
求神不要因为这个人把我们的生命都牺牲了。
You can see from this point on, even the man who believed in idols now start to turn towards the true God who made the land and the sea.
你们可以看到这段经文，那些不相信真神的人也会转向真神。
So they took Jonah and threw him overboard.
所以就把这个，他们就把那个约拿丢在水中。
And the man was scared. And so what happened is that after they threw Jonah aboard, they offered sacrifice.
所以在把他丢在水里面之后，他们就奉献给神。
And they also make vow to the Almighty God.
这跟着就答应神。
This is what God planned. God.
这个神是你的计划。
He provided a great big fish.
他用一条很大的鱼。
And swallowed up Jonah.
把他约拿吞到肚子里。
Now when they throw Jonah overboard, the sea became calm.
这个在丢在水以后，这个海水风浪就平静了。
And that is why the men are really scared because they recognize that God is in control of nature.
他们很惧怕，因为他知道神是可以控制宇宙万物。
Now when you see the men throw Jonah overboard,
当他们看到这个把约拿丢在水里面以后，
Where did he end up?
在什么地方？他去了什么地方呢？
First, he went down to Joppa.
第一，我们记得他第一次下这个约伯地方。
The second step, go down to the harbor to board the boat or the ship.
第二，他也下去那个船。
Third, he go down to the ship deck.
第三，他下向再向下去那个舱底。
Four, he go down even deeper. He's now deep in the ocean.
第四点，他更向下去了海洋的底。
So when he tried to run away from God,
当他要走开神的时候，
God is trying to, in many different ways, trying to tell him, this is not what I want you to do.
这个事情就是神要告诉他，这个不是我要你做的事情。
So let's look at chapter 2 and let's read chapter 2.
第二章。
Now you can see that Jonah realized that even when he tried to kill himself, like maybe he would get drowned in the ocean, God won't let him die.
你们可以看到，这个约拿虽然想自杀，但是神也不让他死。
So what happened is that he got swallowed by the fish. It could be a shark, it could be a whale. We do not know, but we know that it's a big, huge fish that swallowed him, and now he's deep inside the fish. Now many of you know that you know, Jesus in his gospel, you know, talk about him being, you know, buried 3 days, three nights, you know, died 3 days, three nights, right?
这个他就给那个鱼吞到那个肚子里。三天三夜，你们大家都记得，耶稣基督他的受难以后，也在阴间三天三夜。
You can see Jonah realized that God is in control, not us.
约拿知道神可以控制，不是我们自己。
And he repented.
他后悔了。
But grudgingly.
但是不是愿意的，心愿的。
So when he prayed to God inside the fish,
在他在鱼肚子里面祷告的时候
，God listened to his prayer.
神听他的祷告。
And God made the fish spit him out.
神让那个鱼把它吐出来。
Okay, let's read chapter 3.
第三章。
耶和华的话第二次临到约拿说：“你起来，往尼尼微岛去，向尼尼的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。”约拿听到耶和华的话来，往尼尼微去，这尼尼微是大的城，就大有人数的。约拿一个人走了一日，宣告说。
You can see in chapter 3, God said to Jonah, I still want you to go to Nineveh.
你们可以看到在第三章神仍然要派这个约拿去尼尼微。
And most probably, for the people in Nineveh, when they look at Jonah, he most probably smell very fishy from inside the big fish stomach.
大概尼尼微的人抽见这个约拿很这个鱼腥味。
You can see in verse 5, it says, And gulfing water threatened me, the deep surrounded me, seaweed has wrapped around my head.
你们在第五节里面讲这个在鱼里面在水里面连这个seaweed 水草都摇尾它，所以很多腥味。
And many of you most probably realize that in human body also, there are enzymes, right? I'm sure the fish have enzymes to help them to digest.
这个你们大家可能知道，这个人的身体很多酵素，那个在帮助我们消化的。
So the enzyme may be starting to eat into Jonah's skin.
那个酵素可能是已经在约拿的皮肤来作用了。
So he most probably has some burn on his face, and he looks like a strange man with a smelly, fishy smell with him.
所以他的皮肤可能已经破坏，已经很臭了。
So he went around the city of Nineveh.
他在尼尼微这个城市里面。
And he preached basically the gospel of repentance to the people of Nineveh.
主要他讲的。就是要忏悔的信使。
And he basically say 40 more days, Nineveh will be overturned.
四十日，这个尼尼微就要毁坏了。
And many of you know, God likes to use numbers. 40 days, 40 nights, 7 days, right?
神喜欢用这个数字四十次。
So the people of Nineveh, when they hear the gospel,
这个尼尼微的人听了福音以后，
they put on sackcloth,
就穿麻衣。
Many of you know in other culture, when they have mourning, they put on sackcloth. Like the Chinese, when somebody died, they put in either black or white sackcloth, and start they cry behind the procession.
这个很多文化，很多人在凄惨的日子，他们穿麻衣，穿白的，穿黑的来过这个痛苦的日子。
So basically, it reached all the way to the king.
这个事情一直达到尼尼微的皇帝。
So the king ordered that all the people.
王帝就发命令。
So to put on the sackcloth.
要穿麻衣。
And sat down in the dust.
在尘灰中坐下。
Now this, even though the king declared decree, he did the same thing. He took off his king's clothing and put on sackcloth.
不止王帝发命令叫人做，他自己也这样做。
Now it go all the way from the top, the king, all the way down to the animals.
不只是在上，一直下到野兽。
So the people repented.
他们的人就忏悔了。
And God spared Nineveh.
神就原谅这个以尼尼微的人。
That show how graceful God is.
我们可以看到神的恩典。
Okay, I'm not going to go into chapter 4 because I want to go to Exodus.
现在我暂时不讲第四章，我们去这个出埃及记。
And in the book of Exodus, I'm sure many of you know that Moses saw the bush caught on fire.
这个在出埃及记，你们还记得这个摩西看到树林中起火。
And that was the beginning of the calling of Moses.
这个是神呼召摩西的事情。
And when God called Moses,
当神呼召摩西。
And what did Moses do?
摩西怎么样做呢？
Let's go back to chapter 4 in Moses.
我们看到这个出埃及记第四章。
Moses was very scared.
摩西很惧怕。
He is afraid that the people say, God did not send you.
他惧怕的原因是因为他恐怕那些人不相信神差派他。
So what did God do?
神怎么办呢？
God showed him a couple of miracles.
神对摩西来显出几个神迹。
The first one is he asked him to throw the staff down on the ground.
他叫摩西把杖丢在地上。
And the staff turned into a snake.
那个杖就变成蛇。
He got scared.
他就怕蛇。
Okay, let's look at the next verse.
这个第二句。
And Moses, you know, you can see that God said to him, reach out your hand, take it by the tail, and as soon as he does that, the snake becomes a staff again.
神叫他把那个尾巴，蛇的尾巴拿起来的时候，那个蛇就变回杖。
So in verse 5 it says that this said the Lord is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their father.
所以第五节说他们应该都知道他差派他的是他们的神。
So, and then the next word in verse 6, you can see God show him another miracle again.
第六节，神再显第二个神迹。
So, he tells him to put his hand in the cloak, like he has a warm cloak, put his hand in there, bring it back out, and it's white as leprosy.
那个第二个神迹是神叫摩西把他手藏在这个衣服里面，当他拿出来的时候就变成大麻风。
And many of you know in the days, in the olden days, when people who have leprosy, they are segregated from the people.
大家都在圣经里面可以听到，这个当时的大麻风的人都要把这个其他的人分离。
But that is considered unclean to the people of Israel.
因为这个是不干净，不清洁。
So God tells him, put your hand back into your cloak again.
神叫摩西把那个手放回那个衣服里面，那个手肘。
And what happened? The hand that was full of leprosy became full and clean again.
这个手从大麻风又变成清洁了。
So God said to Moses,
神对摩西说，
If they do not believe you or pay attention to the first sign, then maybe the second one, right?
这个假如神说，假如那些人不相信你第一个神迹，他应该相信你第二个神迹。
But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground.And the water you take from the river will become blood on the ground.
假如两个神迹都不相信的话，你从尼勒河里面拿一点水倒在地上，就变成血。
Okay, let's look at the next. So what happened? What did Moses do? God showed him three miracles.
神已经给摩西三个神迹。
And Moses said to God.
摩西对神说，
Pardon your servant. Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I'm slow of speech and tongue.
但是摩西还在这个 拒绝说我是 不会讲话的人。
Many of you know, if you read the Bible, Moses is not somebody who speaks very fluently. He basically has a speech problem. It's like a stutter.
大家可能知道摩西讲话不是很流畅的，是一个口舌的人。
And God was mad.
神是不喜欢的。
God said to him, Who gives human beings their mouth?
谁做你的口呢？
Who makes them deaf or mute?
谁让口不讲话？
Who gives them sight or makes them blind?
谁给你看见？
Is it not I, the Lord?
不是我给你的吗？
So what God said to him,
神对摩西说，
That's enough excuse.
你不要再拒绝了。
Now go.
去吧。
Well, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say.
我会教你讲什么东西。
But Moses keep resisting and say, Please pardon your servant. Please send someone else.
但是摩西还在拒绝，请神派另外的人。
So what? Let's look at the next word. Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses.
这个神已经有怒气，说对摩西说
：“What about your brother？
我你的弟兄怎么样
？”Aaron the Levite, I know he can speak well. He is already on his way to meet you, and he will be glad to see you.
你的哥哥阿伦是会讲话的，他看到你一定很喜欢。
You should speak to him and put words in his mouth.
你应该跟对他讲，应该讲的话。
I will help both of you speak and will teach you what to do.
我会帮助你两个一起讲应该讲的话。
He will speak to the people for you, and it will be as if he were your mouth, and as if you were God to him.
所以他可以做你的口，对众人讲话，他会对你好像神一样。
So what did we learn from these two stories?
我们在这个故事呢学习了什么呢？
Many times in our life, when God calls us,
当神呼召我们的时候，
we go in different directions.
我们不顺服神，走别的方向。
We might have different priorities.
我们有不一样的优先。
And we might have different things that we like to do.
我们可能有其他的东西要做。
And we always say to God, not now.
常常我们说，不是现在，等一下吧。
But God has His plan for us.
但是神对我们有计划。
Just as He had planned for Jonah and the people of Nineveh.
好像神对约拿的计划，对尼尼微人的计划。
So when God called us.
当神呼召我们的时候，
We should listen.
我们应该听从神。
In modern times, you know, in today's world,
在今天，
God, when God speaks to us,
神对我们说话的时候，
God doesn't speak in loud voice.
神不一定是用很声音很大的声音来对我们说话。
God speaks in a very gentle voice.
神的话很可能是很温柔的话。
He speaks to us through the Holy Spirit.
他用圣灵跟我们说话。
And when he speaks, he speaks quietly in our heart.
当他讲的时候，他可能很安静的对我们的心说话。
So the first message on Jonah is that when God calls us, we should not try to go in the opposite direction.
第一个教导。就是在第一个故事的教导，就是神来呼召我们的时候，我们应该不要向背向而走。
The second part of the message,
第二个
from the book of Exodus,
在出埃及记的教导，
When God calls,
当神呼召我们，
we should not try to make excuse.
我们不要找借口。
God gave us many gifts and talents.
神给我们不一样的能力。
No matter how small or how you think about yourself being untalented.
不一定是很大的事情。
God gives us all talent.
但是神给我们能力。
As you know from the New Testament.
好像在新约给我们的。
God will hold us accountable for it someday.
他要我们负责任。
Just like he talked about the servant who have the silver coin.
好像一个仆人的银子。
And don't bury the talent.
不要把银子藏起来。
Right? So we should use the talent that God gave us.
应该用那个银子。
Whether it be at school.
在学校。
Or our surrounding.
我们在我们的社会附近
or at work,
在工作的地方
and we should use this talent to be a blessing to others so that God can see him in us.
我们应该用神给我们的能力去应用。
So the lesson is that do not try to give excuse because when God calls you, obey and listen and respond.
所以第一个故事就是说，我们不应该只口。当我们承受了神给我们能力的时候，我们应该要用它。
When you think that you don't have talent,
假如你觉得你没有这个本事
，you're underestimating yourself.
你就是看小了自己。
And you're being pessimistic.
你就是悲观。
As you can see, God can choose anybody,
no
matter how untalented they are.
神可以用任何一个人一点能力都没有的人。
I can tell you from experience,
我可以在我的经验来讲，
when I first stand up to share,
当我第一次来站起来跟大家分享的时候，
the pulpit, this part of the pulpit have wood.
这个讲台是用木头做的。
They all cover so that nobody can see my leg.
因为这里有个盖住他前面的脚。
When I first stand out at the podium, my leg was shivering.
我的脚是发抖。
And I learned over the years.
在多年中我学习了。
When God gave you talent.
当神给你这个能力的时候。
He will be able to carry it through.
他会帮助你。走过这段路。
So when I stand up here today,
今天我站在这里。
There's nothing to hide my leg.
我们不用在那个讲台来借助我的脚。
But the confidence I gain,
在我们的信心可以对大家赞助。
It's not from me.
不是我的关系。
Because God gave me the confidence.
是神给我的信心
to share his word with you,
跟你们分享
to share with boldness,
跟你们分享有勇气的跟你们分享
Therefore, I said to you,
所以我跟
underestimate your talent.
不要看小你自己的能力
If the God of heaven
神
possess the heaven and the earth that belongs to him
神是我们拥有天下万物的神
Can he not give you all the talent you need?
他不能够给你能力去做吗
So, that's the end of my sermon and let's pray
这个是我们的总结
Almighty God
大能的神
This afternoon as your word is being preached
今天我来分享你的话
May the word remain in your servant's heart.
求神把你的话存在我心里。
No matter where we are,
在什么地方。
Lord, as you give us this talent,
让神给我们的能力的时候。
Or you give us the calling,
呼召我们的时候。
Let us obey your voice and your calling.
让我们来顺从你的话语，你的声音
so that we can fulfill what you have planned for us on this earth,
可以完成你的计划
to the glory and honor of your Son Jesus Christ,
让荣耀都归于你的儿子耶稣基督。
All this we pray and ask in Jesus' most precious name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。